On a 5-4 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court Friday declared that same-sex couples have the right to marry in all 50 states. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the decision culminates 4 decades of litigation over gay marriage and gay rights in general.
Our nation was founded on a bedrock principle that we are all created equal. The project of each generation is to bridge the meaning of those founding words with the realities of changing times.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, President Obama said the Supreme Court's ruling represents a day when justice arrives like a thunderbolt and has made our union a little more perfect.
The belief that ordinary people can do extraordinary things. What a reminder of what Bobby Kennedy once said about how small actions can be like pebbles being thrown into a still lake. Ripples of hope cascade outwards and change the world.
Gay and lesbian couples already could marry in 36 states and the District of Columbia, including Florida, as of last January. The court's ruling means the remaining 14 states, including Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi, will have to stop enforcing their bans on same-sex unions.
You know, I'm glad to see that our government is beginning to fall in line with the views of the majority of the people in favor of full marriage equality. This was a landmark decision.
Doug Landreth is president of Gay Grassroots of Northwest Florida. The court ruling will end the patchwork of laws on marriage across the country and the uncertainty that they create for same-sex couples. In other words, Landreth says, the ruling means same-sex marriages from one state will be recognized in the other 49.
There could have been somewhat of a split decision saying that while states were not required to provide marriage equality within their borders, they would have to honor those that were recognized in other states. Of course, we are thrilled beyond words. We've gotten full marriage equality.
Well, it's a very, very disappointing decision. It is not what I was hoping for, that we as a church were hoping for with regard to this issue.
Bishop Gregory Parks leads the Pensacola-Tallahassee Diocese. He joins other Roman Catholic bishops across the country in voicing distress over the affirmation of gay marriage. They're also asking Catholics to pray, live, and speak out about what they call the true nature of marriage.
I think Catholics need to understand that this decision today in no way affects our understanding of what marriage is as a union between one man and one woman. Just because something is law doesn't mean that we have to adhere to it if it violates our conscience or our religious beliefs and teachings.
In a joint statement, the bishops say redefining marriage does not advance anyone's rights, especially children's. Park says the church does acknowledge that there are certain individuals who do have same-sex attractions.
And the church calls on everyone to treat them with respect and with dignity and with love. However, with regard to the issue of marriage, we believe that this is an institution which was created by God, specifically as the union of man and woman for the good of each other and for the procreation of children.
Gay Catholics, says Parks, are welcome in the church to attend Mass and receive communion.
However, we would say that though someone may have a same-sex attraction, they are called to live a chaste life. And so to that extent, they would need to examine their conscience to see whether they're prepared to receive communion or not.
Florida's 2 U.S. senators are split on SCOTUS. Democrat Bill Nelson, in a brief statement, said the ruling reaffirms that we're all created equal and have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Republican Marco Rubio, who's also running for president, says the ruling short-circuits the political process. Gay Grassroots' Doug Landreth says while this is a landmark victory, work still remains in other areas to achieve full equality for the LGBT community, beginning at the workplace.
Not only can persons in many states, including Florida, not be hired based on their sexual orientation or gender identity, it certainly can impede their advancement. Medical treatment lags behind in some areas that are more prevalent for LGBT persons. Students are still misunderstood, mistreated.
Approval of gay marriage has been climbing in the past few years. A Gallup poll in 2009 showed 40% in favor. The latest survey last month from Gallup shows a 60% approval rating. Landreth was asked what's changing hearts and minds on this issue.
Well, I think as more and more individual states started allowing marriage equality, people were able to see firsthand that this was not the end of civilization. The more they understand this, the more they realize that we are just like everyone else.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.